Welcome to Finding My Perfect Awkward.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you're Kramer. You're one of two of Kramer and Jess of Mix 106.5 in Baltimore, which is not too far from where I'm at right
Correct.
now.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about your radio journey, how you got to be with Jess, all that fun stuff.
Well, it's a long journey. I think when you hit 20 years, which I will this year, it's a very long story. So I'll try to sum this up. I grew up as a kid that just wanted to do radio. I just loved it. I thought it was so cool. And at like 7, I started playing radio station with like tape cassettes. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is it. So I just somehow followed that journey from there to college. I grew up in Georgia, went to Georgia Southern. I got my first job in Savannah, Georgia at Kiss FM in Savannah for iHeart. And I was like, this is it. Like, if this can just be my life, like, I'm good. I was making $22,000. And I was like, I can probably make this work. Like, I think,
That's what we all say.
I was like, if I could ever get to like maybe 40,000, I could probably make that work for like the rest of my life. Little did I know, like, the journey that I was about to go on. I think any of us, right? Like, how did any of us end up anywhere where we are? It's kind of a bizarre,
Yeah.
we have like the weirdest lives and the weirdest stories, which is why I'm so thankful for you doing this podcast. Because when you hear these kind of things, you're like, oh, wait, everyone else's life is weird too. It's not just me.
Yeah.
So I went from there to Panama City, Florida, spring break capital of the world, which was so fun, and did mornings there, my first morning show for 5 years. And then I moved to Tampa. And I was ready to take over the Tampa market, but I got fired 9 months later. So that was not so fun.
Oh, okay.
Went from there to Phoenix and did country for 2 years. Realized that wasn't really my vibe. And so I went to San Diego for 5 years, which is awesome. And that's where I met Jess. And Jess just happened to be a promo kid at the time. And she just had this thing about her. Like, sometimes you just meet people and you're like, you have it. Like, I've been, I guess, lucky enough to meet certain people along my journey that I've just been able to be like, hey, I know you don't really like know quite what you're doing yet, but like, you just have it. Like, we'll figure it out, but like, you have it. We'll get it done. We'll figure it out. And so that's what we did. I got let go in the iHeart Cuts of 2020. And when I was looking at other jobs, Baltimore was like, hey, like, who do you want to bring? Who would it be? And I'm like, this is a long shot. I know, I understand that, like, because Jess had started being on our show. She was almost like the fourth mic or fifth mic on our show in San Diego. But I was like, listen, I think she is so freaking talented. She just needs a platform. Give her an opportunity. And I swear, like, she'll be a star. And she has done that and more. She has exceeded every expectation I had of her. And we just kind of did it on a whim, just my gut and her. I mean, you know how it is to pick your life up and move across the country and hope it all works out. She was bold enough to do it in the middle of the pandemic, and we did. And yeah, things are going really well here now.
I love it. And you guys, she's like a ray of sunshine.
Yeah,
And I
she's the
see your
best.
guys is on, I see you guys on social media and your guys is like banter.
Yeah.
I love the chemistry and it's
Yeah.
there. Yeah,
Sometimes it's
it's
just that.
very
Sometimes,
endearing.
you know, honestly, like, and you don't always get so lucky in this business and just
Yeah.
be able to like say, hey, I've got good chemistry. This person, give it a chance. Usually they'll be like, I don't know, we have somebody in mind. And that was actually, you know, a lot of the opportunities were like, we're gonna match up with this or that. And when Baltimore is like, hey, like, we want to give it a shot, I'm like, this could be really good. And Jess and I have, if nothing else, we could have a shitty show that day, but we still have so much fun. Like,
Yeah, and
even
that's
if the
what it's all
show
about.
tanks, like, I still walk out of there being like, that was really fun today. I'm really thankful I get to do this with her every day. So it's really good.
Exactly. That's awesome. Yeah, and again, it's hard to find, so
Yeah,
you got
absolutely.
it.
Yep.
So, what is some advice that you have for people who are just starting out? You've been in for 20 years, but maybe
God.
1 year, 5 years, even.
Yeah. It's crazy because, like, I used to be that person asking that question. Now, I don't know how I became like the old guy all of a sudden. That's really bizarre. I used to be like, what can I learn from you? And now I'm being asked that same question. And it does feel like shit, honestly. And I wonder why they're always like, I'm not that old. And I'm like, oh my God, they were that old. And so am
Oh my
I.
God.
Honestly, man, like, it's changed so much. My answer probably changes every couple of years because this media business just keeps changing so much.
Yeah.
I think right now it's like, follow your dream, but also do everything else. You should buy, you know, I was actually talking to Jess about this the other day, which was, if somebody came to me fresh, like, if, let's say, a high school student came to me and was like, should I get into radio? I'd have a really hard time answering that question because it's so tough right now. So tough on all of us.
Yeah.
And I think that's the answer that I would tell them would be, you know, follow your dreams, follow your heart, but also follow other opportunities too, because you know, as you know, our job is it's still about radio, but we kind of have to be everywhere and doing everything. I don't think there's any problem with, if you want to be good on the radio, to also, if you don't have the opportunity yet, like this is basically what Jess did. Jess was, you know, she was a street teamer, but she was also really good at social media. And so it kind of caught our attention. And then she just had a great personality to go with it. So I think it's, you know, finding the opportunities where they are. And I think it's also though, like, don't give up on your life. I think that it's so different now to where before there were so many radio jobs and you could just go and you could just do it. And then if that didn't work out, there'd be, you know, 10 other jobs available in every market. So it didn't really matter. You could just go to the other station, the competition, and work there. And it was, I think now what we're having to learn is that, like, you know, if you're going to get into this, you've got to really, truly be in that, really, that fits with your lifestyle. Make sure that's really something that you want to do. Is if it doesn't work out in your market, chances are you're probably going to have to move. So is that really what you want to do with your life? And it's okay if you don't want to. There's so many cool opportunities that you can take by doing radio and then, you know, hop out and do a podcast. We have so many friends, right, that do the same thing. And maybe they don't do radio for a couple of years and they wait it out because they really want to stay in their market. They really want to, you know, spend time with their family or whatever else. And then they get another opportunity. So it's, I would say, you know, as much as follow your dreams, it's like also don't give up on your life and what else is also important to you.
100%. It's also really hard, especially right now with keeping some sort of, what's the word? Like remembering your self-worth, because radio is so much fun. Media in general, so much fun. There's so much that comes out of it. Right. Sure. There's so much satisfaction that comes out of it. And it's so fun. There's so many people you meet. There's so much networking that goes on. There's so many events that happen, so many opportunities. Right. And once you're in it, you understand it. Yeah. Right.
If you're a radio person, you're a radio person, unfortunately, like it or not.
Exactly. Like it or not,
you're in. Yeah.
Exactly. Once you're in, even if you're on the beach at some point or whatever the case, or you go out of it or whatever, once you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
But it's also like keeping in mind some sort of mental stability and keeping in mind that you need to have, if that is a podcast or whatever it is that keeps your mind stable, having something else there to keep that stability.
Yeah. That's why I'm so proud of you for starting this podcast. I mean, that's what I recommend to everybody, is don't let it be your, you know, don't let radio be your one and only, because it won't treat you the same way. And I have a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy, and I started it because I was let go. And we actually celebrated 3 years and 2 million downloads on Saturday. So it's
awesome.
Really cool. It's cool to, like, also, you're right, have your own identity inside this business too. You know, don't let your one station be your identity. And that's one thing that I think that I've taken away too, from all that I've been through, is that your self-worth, your worth in this business is not dependent on one radio station. It is not dependent on one program director or one general manager. If you have talent and you work hard, you'll find your place. And don't ever be defined by one person's opinion or one situation. You know, and that's what I think a lot of people are going through right now. There's so many cuts and it feels so personal, you know, this feels so personal because you put your life into this. What are we doing? You know, like, we put our life into this. And then all of a sudden when it goes away, you're kind of like, well, it feels like a breakup. It feels like an actual breakup. And I think that when you take back that power and realize, hey, I've got so many other, and listen, I love radio. I'll do radio as long as radio will let me do it. But I also realize that by having your own identity that doesn't just involve your one radio station, it'll make you so much. And honestly, and I don't know if you felt the same way, but doing the podcast has made me feel like a better radio talent. I've become much more vulnerable. I've been much more authentic because I think that we have come from, you know, radio has been so inauthentic for so long. And that now a lot of us are getting a chance to kind of be ourselves more. And I think it's paying off in the long run for the, you know, longevity of the business, because we are willing to open up because we're learning to do it in other ways where we can't do it when these, you know, 7 second or 3 minute morning show breaks that, like, we've kind of been forced into, you know. Yeah.
People are able to connect to us better on a more personal level that way.
Totally.
Yeah, and I like this type of interaction too, because I mean everybody has their own niche with each podcast, right? There's a different purpose for each one.
Sure.
And this one I've purposed it to evolve into conversations about media, but also conversations about that person that is on there with me, right? Like
Yeah.
getting to know the people behind the mic or the people behind the camera or whatever the case, people behind the mic in an arena.
Well, I think that's probably what you've realized too, is that nobody, at least in my experience, no one's ever come up to me and I'm like, oh my God, I loved War of the Roses. Like, I mean, they might say that, but they always want to come up to me and say, like, my dog just passed away 3 weeks ago. And I can't tell you the amount of people, even in only being in this market for 2 years, that have just poured into me. And it's not going to be over a bit. It's going to be about opening up and like sharing the same things
Yeah.
that they're going through. Everybody's going through something right now, man. 2023 has been a weird year for people for some reason. And to know that like this person that they like and that they listen to every morning is also struggling, it's the strongest connection you'll ever make with your listeners ever. It's not going to be on the
Yeah.
funny. You can be the funniest person in the world, but it's not going to connect the same way as if you're willing to go in there and really be vulnerable about your life and what's happening, you know? And that's what Jess is really great
Yeah.
with too. And that's why I think that our show has been so successful, is because we came into, you know how this part of the world is, man. You know, they're very territorial down here. And I'm sure they're the same way up there too. Like, they love their people. And we replaced a show that was here for 20 years and it was tough. But we just had to be ourselves and be open and vulnerable and tell them how hard it was for us to do this, to be extremely, you know, honest about, this is tough to move across the country and to sit here and be shit on all day. So like,
Yeah.
and the second that we did that, Jess cried probably 2 or 3 weeks in. And I think that's when they were like, okay, wait, they're people too. They're people too. And that's the kind of radio I think that's going to cut through. That's what's going to keep us relevant, you know, it's just being real people.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about like when I was a kid and I was listening to my local morning show and I was like, these aren't real people. Like, this is just a random, like when you watch TV, it's like, oh, these aren't real people. They're
Right,
characters.
right,
And
right.
then you realize, well, no, they're
Yeah.
actual people
We
and they
are
have
real.
feelings and they
Yeah.
have lives and they have
Right.
families. And
And
then
then
you
you
become that person and you're like, yeah.
right. And then you met those people and you were like, wow, you're not as cool as I thought you were gonna be. And that's how I feel like people are with us now. You know what I mean? Now being on the other end of it, they're like, oh. Or like they walk in
I
the
highly
studio.
doubt that that's the case with you. Okay,
They walk
listen,
in the
you and Jess
studio,
are cool.
but they walk in the studio and they're like, oh, like, oh, this is like not really what I was picturing. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean,
Some
sorry.
buttons and a
Yeah,
mic.
right. I know it seems like it's going to be a circus, but in reality, it's just a couple people sitting around with this microphone. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just some buttons and a mic. However, putting those cameras in the studio make it easy for that first that shock to not be there if they ever do see the studio in person, but
Yeah.
also they get an inside look and they're like, oh, they're just sitting in some chairs talking to each
Yeah.
other. Cool.
We're pretty normal at the end of the day. We're weird,
Yeah.
but we're normal. We're awkward, which is why it's an honor to be on this podcast. I feel like I fit in well here.
Yes, we get along great. I
Yeah.
think you fit in perfectly. So, speaking of awkward, I have an awkward segment called Rapid Questions. However, it is an ironic title because it is never rapid. Now it is just called that for shits and giggles. So, I'm just going to ask you some questions. You tell me the answer to them, the yada, yada, yada.
Got
Right, first celeb crush.
I'm trying to think who was first. It was either Catherine Zeta-Jones or Jessica Simpson. I think it was Catherine Zeta-Jones, which seems, now that I saw her on Wednesday, and I'm like, wait, she got old too. Like, wait a minute, like, how in the world? How is she playing the mom now? Now, and she was older too. She was like an older woman. She was probably my age, you know, when I had the crush on her. But I'm like, how did you get old? Because if you're old, then I'm old. But I'm pretty sure it was originally Catherine Zeta-Jones.
First of all, you are not old, okay?
20
First of
years,
all,
okay.
okay,
20.
you are an elder in the business, but you are not an elder in life. You are not old, okay?
I'll be 40 in 3 months, and that's a weird thing to
I
be.
am so happy, you
Wait
know.
till you get to 40. I want to come back and do a follow-up episode when you turn 40. And I'll probably be 80, but it's okay.
You're
We're gonna
not gonna
schedule it.
be
We're
eight.
gonna schedule it now, okay?
I'm not 10.
Yeah,
What?
This is my YouTube show live from my room. Okay. Are you actually on the radio or no? Can you work? Do you have a work permit or how does this work? I don't know. Schedule it in. 30 years from now, we're doing a follow-up episode.
30? How old do you think I am? Never mind. Don't answer that. All right. Last show you binge watched.
It was probably Wednesday, actually. Catherine Zeta-Jones. another Catherine Zeta-Jones reference, which is really weird to have two back and back. But I think that was the last one that I sat down and watched. Shout out Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You have me crying. I have yet to see that. It's on my list. It's on my list to watch. But I was into Yellowstone, and I watched 4 seasons in 36 hours.
How is that possible?
Oh, it's possible. I started, so I had watched season 1 by the time I got to, when did I go? I saw, so I went to, I like a getaway type of trip. You just like get away and don't go on your phone or anything. So I went to go visit my family for like 36 hours. And all we did was watch Yellowstone the entire time I was there.
And where's your family?
Chicago. I have 2 places to where I'm like, okay, if I want to escape for this and that, I go here. If I want to escape to like get off my phone and not talk to anybody, I go to Chicago. Adulting regardless is not for us.
Especially when you're single, right? Like keeping a house. I was married for 10 years. I've been single for 5 now. And I'm like, you know, I'll be honest, like running a house by yourself is a lot of work. Okay. Like I get why people stay married because it's a lot of work on
this.
It's
for the fishes.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
All right. Music festival lineup. Your dream music festival lineup.
So honestly, if I could do like a 4-day ultimate lineup, it would be staying at home and getting nowhere near that shit.
Oh.
You could
elaborate.
You could not pay me to go to a music festival. No, there's not anyone. Jesus Christ himself could be performing. I think I'd still stay home and just tell me how it was. I'll watch.
Okay, what if it was just you and your favorite performers?
Okay. All right. See, that's different. Because I'm feeling like Coachella. So I'm an introvert, right? So any type of, I can't take, let me think of the last concert that I've been to. Let me literally think about this. The last concert that I went to was probably pre-COVID. I did our station show, right? I did our station show in December, but before that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm not a concert guy. But if it had to be, if I could be there, if they could like come to my house and perform, how about that? Let's do that dream scenario.
Okay, let's do your dream lineup for an underground lounge only.
I got a couple friends, but like I need to pick the friends and people I've always wanted to see. Here's what it would be. It'd be kind of eclectic. It would be, I've always wanted to see John Mayer live.
Okay.
I think he'd be great. I think Lizzo may have been the last concert I went to.
She's on and short-term bucket list.
So yeah, that was a great show. I'd love to go see that show. And then it'd be an NSYNC reunion.
Okay.
And then let me see, if it's a 4-day. Who else would I really want to see?
4-day underground lounge with just you and your house.
Just me and my house. They just come in and they perform in the living room and they promptly leave after that. I don't want any much small talk.
You don't want to meet and greet with them? You don't want to be like, yo, my name's Kramer.
No. We could talk for a few minutes, but then.
You can't be rude. You can't just be like, okay, get out.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be my dream. I've always said like the next concert I want to go to is the NSYNC reunion tour, which is never going to happen. So I can kind of bank on that of being like, I'm probably never going to go to a concert.
The Backstreet Boys did it.
I know, which was fine, but I've always been team NSYNC. So
yeah,
I got to say,
they
loyal.
Could.
And they could, it's a possibility, but it also buys me time. Everyone's like, are you going to go to the show? I'm like, no, I'm not waiting for the NSYNC. I'm waiting for NSYNC to like reunite before I go to concerts. So call me then. I'll show up.
Another 20 years later.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones will perform on Sunday. It's she. I don't know if she has a musical talent, but she'll be there.
But is she a monologue? She could perform a monologue.
She'll just do a play. Monologue by herself. And that would be
one woman play.
I'm just imagining all of this actually happening and how awkward that would be. Like, imagine if just Lizzo showed up at your house and performed for you. Like, how uncomfortable would that be?
Okay, so here's the thing is that you picked people that are like the opposite of you.
I know.
Lizzo, she has a lot of energy.
A lot of energy, yeah.
She walked into your house, like, it's a party.
It'd be a lot, right? But I'm imagining her still putting on the same stage show, but, like, being 6 feet away from me. And I'm just sitting there, like, under a blanket. Like, this is really good. I love this. You're doing so good today. Okay. And then, like, not really making eye contact, because I feel like that'd be super awkward, too. I feel like I'd be looking around a lot, like, this is really good. I like the show.
Yay.
I can't wait for NSYNC to come tomorrow. It's going to be... gonna be cool. We're so far off track. This is the least rapid fire thing I think you've probably ever done, but it's okay.
It's not the least rapid fire thing I've ever done, good. But I really like was truly curious as to like what your answers would be, because
that's it. That's my dream home concert lineup.
You good? I'm crying.
I don't think you understand. Like, I sit in a room by myself with a microphone. Like, there couldn't be anything more introverted than being on the radio. It's the most introverted job on the face of the earth. God, I wonder if I'm the only person that would answer. They wouldn't go to a concert if they could have, like, their dream concert. I don't know. Keep me posted. If there's somebody else, I want to know. I think that we, as an industry, need to have more things like this. You know, I'm always more than willing to connect, because it's only we get this, you know, it's a weird life and only we understand each other. And I think the more that we share these stories, I think that sometimes we look at other people's situations and we're like, their situation seems different than mine. Maybe it's easier. Maybe it's this, maybe they don't go through the same struggles. And I think the more that you'll learn by opening up to other people in this business is like, we all different markets, same shit. And that's exactly the truth. And I appreciate you for putting this together, because, you know, hopefully there's somebody listening to this being like, oh, wait, I also wouldn't go to a concert. And I did have a crush on Catherine Zeta-Jones. So that's my hope from all this.
Where can people find you on socials?
I'm That Guy Kramer on Instagram. And that's really about the only place I'm super active. And I have a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. We'll be right back.